Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions into them. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. A wild game at Zabel Stadium on Saturday night, a game where you guys trail early and then battle back and then and lose on a certainly an unusual call. You've been doing this for a while. Have you ever had one end like that?
No, I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't think so, but I guess as longer you stay in it, the longer, the more things you learn.
Obviously, the game didn't start the way you wanted, down 21-0 with, 5 minutes to go in the third, but your guys make quite a comeback. What was the biggest change? And as you've gone back and looked at it, you know, what did you like about the way you came back, and what happened that got you in that hole?
Well, what happened was we didn't play very well. We were making mistake after mistake, and you know, we knew that. I mean, we knew going in that you know, we're going against a very good team. I mean, it's not like, you know, they're very good, and they're physical, and they do good things, and you know, we knew we had to play well, and I don't think we were playing as well, sure, that we needed to, and they took advantage of it, and they jumped on us, and finally, I don't know, it seemed like we kind of woke up a little bit about midway through the third quarter and started turning it loose and making some plays, and I thought Nate Evans at running back really gave us a nice lift. Really, he really played hard, played well, and that was good. And Tommy McKee, quarterback, wasn't playing that well up until late in the game. Then he started clicking and making some plays, and anyway, some things started happening. But we just came up a little bit short. We, you know, we didn't take advantage of some early opportunities. You know, we got some turnovers early, and we were not able to take advantage of them. And you know, we put ourselves in a hole. And again, we're playing good team. You know, a good team in this league, and you know, you can't do that.
You touched on Nate Evans. He got his first you know, extended action, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about him a little bit, but not only the 82 yards on the ground, but was your top receiver, 5 catches, 80 yards. Does he have the ability to help you in multiple phases of the game like that?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious that he does. Yeah. It's a good thing we had him. Yeah, he you know, obviously he's a freshman, and took him a while to, you know, to learn some things, but I've been extremely impressed with his learning curve, how quickly he's picked things up, you know, insofar as offensively and pass protection and all the things necessary there. But besides that, he plays hard. I mean, he really, it means something to him, and it's very evident by the way he plays.
We've talked about a lot of different receivers in depth, but Chris Conlon's not is one we hadn't talked about. He makes his first career catch and makes it count for a touchdown. Talk about him and where he's come from and how he can help you.
Well, Chris is a fine prospect when he came in here, but he's been battling injuries ever since he's been here. He's had one thing after the other wrong with him, and has never been able to string together enough practices in order to get himself ready to play in the games. And you know, right now he's been healthy here for a while, and you know, we kind of try to plug him into the rotation. And guys, he got in there and made a really nice catch, a nice throw by Tommy, a nice catch by him for the touchdown.
You talked about how much better. I think you had 258 of the 300 yards in the final 5 possessions. When you play a defense like Stony Brook that is aggressive as they are, does it take a little while? Do you think Tommy made some adjustments as he saw more and more of those guys?
Well, it shouldn't take that long, I don't think. I mean, it took a long time. Let's hope it doesn't take that long forever. But, yeah, they're good defense. No question about that. I mean, they are. But, again, you know, we got to do some things better, and you know, hopefully we'll work at it and get better.
Switching sides to your defense, after that 21 points, you guys obviously shut them down the rest of the way. What adjustments did you make on that side of the ball to start to slow them down?
I think we just started playing harder and a little better. I mean, I wasn't pleased with the way we played right there at the end of the first half. They got a drive in and went in 14-0. Then they got us in a bad set up there on that throw to go 21-0, and then but for the most part we were playing pretty well defensively. We just had some guys that had to turn it up a little bit and fit a little better on some of the runs and tackle a little better too. You know, we missed some things there, but for the most part, I mean, there was a lot of good performances. Bill Murray, a defensive lineman, I thought had a very good game. Isaiah Stevens inside also had a very good game. You know, so, I mean, there was some good performances, but we've got to shore some things up there.
Two of your linebackers, legend tackles, Armand Jones and Nate Atkins with nine apiece. Both those guys are just sophomores. Talk about the upside that they have and what you like about both of them.
Well, Nate, you know, as our inside linebacker, has really taken over the leadership role. And again, he's been a very consistent performer, has great preparation for each game. And then Armand, this was his best game of the season. I mean, he's a very talented young player that's, you know, continues to work on being consistent. And I thought he had his best game of the year.
Elon, coming up on Saturday, you guys head out on the road, and they certainly have caught the attention of everybody around the league. 4-1 with three straight wins now over top 25 foes. What has been different about them as you've taken a look at them early on?
Well, they're very talented. They got a lot of players back off of last year's team. You know, that's one thing you look at. They've changed some things around scheme wise, obviously, but I guess the overriding thing you see when you're looking at them is they found different ways to win games, whether it's a defensive struggle like it was last week, or whether it's an offensive shootout like it was against Richmond, or whatever, where they win it right at the end like they have. You know, they've had different ways the games have unfolded, and they've still managed to win irregardless of how the game has unfolded. And I think that's a pretty strong trait to have.
Obviously, they've at least offensively been relying a whole bunch on Malcolm Summers. I think he's had 30 plus carries in the last three games. Don't know how much you've had a chance to see him on film. Obviously, you guys have seen him before. What has impressed you with the way he's been able to handle that workload and pile up the yards he has?
Well, I think it's smart on them to keep feeding him the ball. You got a back like that who's running like that. You better give him the ball, and they're doing a good job. They, you know, obviously they know what they've got. They're giving him the ball, and he's doing something with it. And he's got good experience offensive lineman up front blocking for him. They do a nice job.
All right, Coach. Thanks as always for your time here this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.